Hey everyone, welcome to More Than Mises Guys. This is a weekly podcast where we, well, for a while now we've been going over comics, but we've also gone over the TV show. I am your host, Evan, and we are here with Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com.
Howdy.
And so we are talking about Void Rivals number 19, and this is something I've been looking forward to because one of the best characters in the Skybound Void Rivals, well, Skybound Unigon Universe period is Skuxoid, and he is all over this cover.
He was one of the best characters in season three of
Oh, he
Transformers,
was.
even. Yeah.
And this comic goes into a lot of the tropes of what he would talk about. And I love it. It's so good. This is gives
There are
Skuxoid.
mysteries revealed.
Oh, there are so many mysteries revealed. It's kind of neat. If y'all tune in later, we are also in another episode. We're going to go over G.I. Joe number 7.
Seven, yes.
So these two issues are really dealing with periphery characters, and they're getting their own spotlight comics. It's like when IDW be like Spotlight Drift or Spotlight Megatron. This is without saying it, Spotlight Skuxoid.
It's just like us. We've got plenty of issues.
Yeah, we do. Just like us, this, no, this is this doesn't sound nice to say. Skuxoid has a lot of baggage, but anyways, so let's get into this. First of all, I want to say real quick, this is Connor Hughes. This is the guy who's taken over art for Transformers. So this is great, actually. He's been working with who was the guy's been there the whole time. Oh my gosh, I'm flip. Remember, forgetting his name right now.
Lorenzo de Felici?
Yes, R L
Yeah.
Lorenzo DeFelici. Yes, Connor Hughes has been working with Lorenzo in kind of matching his style, so the style shouldn't differ very much.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of nice, and the cover is great.
Oh, yeah.
The Skuxoid. I always kind of figured the Skuxoid was some sort of pig alien thing, but it's more he's more lizard like.
He's like a snake pig
Yeah, he kind of is,
thing.
especially with his fangs.
Yeah. It's a good mix of the two.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is. Oh, yeah, actually, I guess. No, it's he learns that De Felici is still credited on this book, but kind of he's being the main artist.
Well, that's for the covers.
Okay.
Yeah, he did a cover for it.
Oh, that's right. That's actually what Lorenzo has been doing a lot. He doesn't work for Skybound, but he's worked with Kirkman a lot.
Yeah.
He's been kind of a guy he's worked with a lot of different books. But also, besides the great, focus on the Skuxoids, we also get the Junkions, which are kind of the co-star of this episode.
Oh yeah, and this cool cover with the close-up of the Skuxoid—that's DeFelici's work.
So this is kind of using the rest of the issue. It's really pretty close style.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. And the first page is Retgar, and his hair looks like is like his facial hair. He's got the long mustache and goatee hangs down. It looks real. It looks like real hair, so it's kind of neat.
Right.
Because it is always one of those things where in season three we had a lot of facial hair. Well, season two we had a little bit with like a Alpha Trion and all that, but I feel like season three we got a lot more facial hair between Scourge. Scourge? No. Well, Redgar.
Yeah,
Okay.
there was Redgar, Scourge,
I'm trying to think of it. I know there's more than that.
with facial hair.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
Well, there's the
regardless.
A3.
Well, yeah, A3 was a little porn stash.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways, so this is kind of neat. I mean, he's got nicks and scratches all over him because he's junk.
Well, and the way they did the lighting, like he's underlit.
Yeah, almost. Well,
So.
yeah, it does look like he's under, like, holding a flashlight down below
Yeah, I was saying it's almost like the guy telling you the spooky story around the
him.
campfire holding the flashlight under his face.
100%.
But
And they get
instead he's
some.
giving you a commercial.
He is. He's he the he and is that supposed to be what's the other Junkion that we deal with a lot? It's actually part of the SS86 line.
Oh, is that Scrap Heap
Scrap
Junkie?
Heap, yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's Scrap Heap.
I'm terrible at keeping up with the new Junkion names because for like
I know.
almost 40 years they had no names.
Yeah, they were just junkions. Yeah, so Scrap Heap and Rick are basically trading off of like commercial stuff. He goes right into it. President of the State sales starting this weekend. Buy one, get one free. Double the savings, double the value. Offer only valid. And the reason he says that is because Skugzoid, which who was sliced in half, killed last we saw him. He apparently he's an earthworm. He grows most sides.
Right.
You see like little top and little bottom. It's kind of like in Deadpool 2, I believe. When Deadpool's bottom half, got ripped off. And he started growing little feet and he had little baby legs.
Little baby legs.
Baby legs. Everything else is like these hands are huge. You got like a little baby legs growing out of a Skuckzoid, and you got a little baby from I guess you would call those abs up. It's like a cross section looks weird. Like he has no organs. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, he looks like a Synthoid clone a little bit. Right era, anyways. So yeah, we realize that Skuckzoid reproduces by being divided. My wife, my kids. I guess is that's not scrap. Well, it is Scrap Heap.
That's not Scrap Heap or Junkie. He's a one I think that hasn't been named officially yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Third party guys have done a bit of him. Yeah, he's
Yeah.
cool with a spiked wheel in the center of his chest. I guess Scrap Heap's more yellow and has like the bars across his chest.
Yeah, and this guy's got like a mask.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's
He's
mask and visor, so
yeah.
we'll find out.
There's a lot of banter with Rengar.
That guy calls him a little piggy.
Ho, ho, I love this. Hi ho, hi ho, the junkie on the go. And he throws a lot of the lines from the Transformers 2 1986 movie, like you've got a sleek new model with plenty of leg room. So yeah, they're taking the junkie on ship, which we see in season 3. Or actually, no, in the Transformers the movie. Leaving the what is it he calls as planetoid ship?
Oh, the Rockaroid?
Rockaroid. Is that where he's at? I forgot where he left him off.
Yeah, he
No.
was in the Rockaroid fighting the Cobra Law.
Oh, that's right. Okay, that's
Yeah.
so they pick him up from the Rockaroid and they fly him back on the Junkion ship, the sleek Junkion air slit or
It looks like they
slit.
tow him because,
Oh, I guess
yeah,
there's kind of a cable in the back of it.
is that how?
It
Yeah.
could be.
Yeah,
It
they're
totally
towing
could.
him.
Well, of course, they tow an asteroid ship back to
It's salvage,
planet
man.
junk. Yeah, it is. They are all salvage. bit tight, little piggy, but we're going home. And Skuckzoid A. I'm gonna call him Skuckzoid A, the one with the slash across his eye.
Yeah.
He's like, you're not making any sense. And they kind of leave it there. And I guess maybe he's supposed to be like kind of out of it and delirious. I don't know. They don't explain it. The
It's
drag.
like, what was it, Gladiator, where he's having like the little flashes as they're carrying him off.
He's kind of at one point he looks like he's floating across the field.
Right.
Yeah.
Except it's a field of junk.
we're coming to you live from the Planet Junkion. Two new additions have been traded to the team. He goes in the sports, talk. He's just going off of anything that we see on TV, and it's pretty freaking accurate. I mean, I'm not going to say every little thing he talks about because he. I'm just going to end up reading the entire comic, pretty much.
Right. Yeah, he's narrating the comic because
Yeah,
it's all good and fun to read, so
yeah,
it's a
exactly.
trap.
We should you every all should read it, and you should all go and support this comic, honestly. And so on. This is another reason, like in our classic UK issues, a lot of those UK issues are actually out in PDF form. Like you can purchase PDF chunks of those now, and so like when we share a lot of images of those, it's actually I don't really mind doing it because they're so easy to come by. These, however, are new, and I don't want to take away from the ability for Skybound to be successful. So I don't want to share my scan copies of my comic and, send that out. I think it's pretty good to interest people into checking it out. This issue is one of my favorite Void Rivals, though. I'll just give you that,
Oh, yeah,
completely.
anything Skexode is good.
Oh yeah. So yeah, they're the three Junkions are taken off the Skexoids on like a hover stretcher. And that's when you see the Korbala guy kind of shadowed. Like,
Yeah.
stuff is afoot. And so Skexoid B wakes up. My wife, my kids. Oh. It's supposed to be like the funniest thing for a Skexoid A to see. He's like, where are they? Where am I? What is this place? My stars. What happened? He's like, calm down, buddy. Listen up. Not your wife, not your kids. It is kind of sad, actually. This is like the curse of the Skexoids. They're cursed with like almost like the memory of the original Skexoid when it got killed. Maybe it was thinking of the wife and kids. Because as you find out, these two guys are clones. So yeah, they reproduce by fission, if you will. And it's
Oh,
there's a,
yeah, it's
yeah.
weird.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's definitely. I almost like big single-celled organisms or like some amoebas or whatever, but they're, Skexoid.
Oh yeah, I mean there are multicellular creatures like you pointed out earlier. Worms can do that, but like the hammerhead worms, yeah, if you chop them up,
Oh,
they,
yeah.
yeah, each
Hammerhead
piece grows
worm.
into a new one.
Yeah, hammerhead worms are creepy as hell because of that.
Yeah.
But Skexoid A is like, dude, neither of us is Skexoid. Not the original, at least. And he says, the original me, I'm sorry, but I'm disoriented. But, and there's one thing I know, I'm Skexoid. That's Skexoid B. And like, A just laughs at him.
You know, and we've seen this before in some of Kirkman's stuff, like with the Mahler brothers.
Oh, yeah, the Mahler brothers. This is completely the Mahler brothers. I love those villains in Invincible.
Yeah, where they're always arguing who's the original one. That's
Yeah.
saw shades of that totally with Skexoid
That's a
here.
great con yeah, a great observation. That's exactly what these guys are like, except they're kind of more pathetic.
Oh yeah, totally.
They're really sad. And like B's like, hey, I know kind of Skexoid, you're a jerk. And A says, dude, we're all jerks. It's kind of our thing. I
Right.
love that. We're Skexoids. No one
Yeah,
likes us.
I'm reading this whole thing in his like high-pitched whiny voice.
Oh, I know. I can't help but do that, and I'm not allowed to
Yeah.
do that. I just got my call if I don't want to. I want to invite more. They were like in the B. A kind of explains the whole thing. Like they were never our kids. They were someone else's, and we just have the memories. It's our curse. And there's an original one out there, but we're not him. We just have the same kind of memories of when he died. So that's kind of an interesting way to do it.
Yeah, it's like the even like if it's the legs still have the memory, so their memory is stored like I guess on a cellular level.
Yeah, so in a way they're more like hammerhead worms.
Yeah,
You know,
it's
like
crazy.
the idea that you could take a piece of it and grow another one, and that other one is a clone of all the others.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's very cool, interesting way to look at it, I guess. I really dig it. And it really kind of explains away a lot of things. Like we never saw any other Skexoid aliens in season three.
Yeah.
It's a really
Yeah,
cool
we
way
just
to.
saw, well, we thought we were just seeing the same one.
Yeah.
But I
It
mean,
may
who
have been a
knows now,
completely
right?
different one. I know. It may have been, who knows? Who knows how many?
Yeah, and Corey Burton did his voice in season three.
Oh, that's right. He did.
But honestly, when I'm reading it, I kind of imagine Wallace Shawn and like Grand
I can see
Nagus
that.
Zek.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, inconceivable. But yeah, I can.
Inconceivable, yeah.
Way he did. Yeah, the way he did. What the Frangie's name?
Grand Nagus Zek.
Red Negus. Yeah, and you talk like this, so I can hear it.
Yeah. And I've
Yeah,
been watching a lot of Deep Space Nine
I can't tell.
lately, so.
Oh well, to me, honestly, it's the best of the Star Trek shows. So.
Oh yeah, it's good.
Yeah, anyone who disagrees who's listening, email me. We'll have a conversation. So, and B's like talking about, he's like, it's really sad to me. He's like, I don't ever feel like I'm gonna be okay. And he's like, welcome to life, pal. It's just really like, it's a very not narcissistic. I was gonna say it's nihilistic.
Yeah.
Like, life sucks. Welcome. And that's when we have our Kerbala dude. And
That's the Acronis, I believe.
yeah, I think his name is Cronus, if I remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he comes out with that huge sword, which sliced him in half in the first place.
Right.
And he calls them abominations.
Right.
So, which, I mean, kind of, they are.
Well,
It's a hint, like.
you would think they'd be interested in the genetics going on here, because that'd be really helpful for these Cobra Law guys, especially like the Cronus was almost dead.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Honestly, Cobra Law, especially when the introduction in there in the 19, it was an 87, 86,
Yeah.
87 G.I. Joe movie.
Yeah.
The Cobra Law was always very, like, I don't know, up their own butts about the genetics.
Oh yeah, well, they're all about, I guess biotech, I guess is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Whereas like inorganic tech is seen as, blasphemy to them.
Well, yeah, and that really right there it goes into Rekkar and no, it's not Rekkar. That's actually Junkkeep there. And the other guy, one of the other junkies, shows up
Yeah.
talking TV stuff. I mean, he calls him mechanical filth.
Yeah.
And he's basically saying, like, you guys, y'all, the artificial life that you are is an abomination.
Yeah.
And the best panels of this issue, the Skuxo is going high behind the leg of Junkie. He's like, "How are you alive?"
I know, it's like he's yelling to him.
But then he continues, "It's something your people will never say because they abandoned you and left you for dead." The first thing, like, I could see, like, "How are you alive?" And then the rest of it just is a dog dogging on him.
Oh yeah.
Us, they are
I mean,
such jerks.
he doesn't just look like a troll.
No, he is definitely. And the other one of the, I guess maybe it's Junkie, but I'm not sure. Slams down his hand over of Cronus and holds him down the ground, like, and Scott was like, "You have no friends here. Who are you fighting for?" Just so mean to him.
Oh yeah.
And then, yeah, he
Well,
yelled.
he's being matter of fact though. It's like, really, who are you fighting for? Who's gonna know your
Yeah.
glory? Oh yeah, you showed us how, I guess how devoted you are to the people that abandoned you.
Yeah, man. And he gives up. He's like, "Fine, I yield. I've trained with the Nemesis. I know when a fight is futile." So Nemesis Enforcer, I've followed
Yeah.
Kerbala. And wait, and I think Skokso was like, wait, that's it? You guys are just letting him go? The lunatic tried to kill me twice." He's just like, Rengar is like, "Yeah, look, dude, it's cool. We're all here together, And
We're
then,
all the same here. We're all refuse, basically.
yeah, we're all trash. And the A just goes, "I can't understand a dang thing these guys say." And B's like, "Me either." And Cronus is like, "I do." He's saying we're all equals here. He's giving me a second chance. He then Cronus is like, "Yeah, somebody talks like the language of my home planet Earth." And he says, like, they talk TV. Rengar says they talk TV. And Cronus tries to explain what TV is. It's a technological thing that has enthralled the rest of the people on Earth.
Yeah, it's poison.
Yes, exactly. None of my people endure its poison. And they kind of, he goes like, "I guess the signal's traveling all the way out here. That's crazy." And it's because Gwede is like, "I am never going to Earth." I'm like, that's famous last words right there.
Right.
I
It
love,
reminds me of Ron Perlman in Alien
oh
Resurrection.
yeah, like,
Yeah.
Earth, what a asshole.
A poop hole.
Yes, thank you for our keeping our family friendly podcast.
Just doesn't have the same punch.
Yeah, I know it doesn't. Well, if I could say it like Ron Perlman, that would be also something too. And then we get a little Fantasy Island reference. The plane, the plane.
Right. I was like,
Well,
man, they're digging out the old TV references.
this guy's was like, oh man, what now? And okay, this there's a robot that lands with a flipping blaster with like shooting out blue energy. Yeah, I love it. It's I think Rengar's, I think he's referencing, he might be referencing the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movie. I'm not entirely sure. He's like, a new challenger's entered the arena. All sizzle final, no refunds. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out where that comes from. I know it comes from something.
Oh yeah, well, yeah,
Yeah.
I'm not sure the specific one. I mean, I took it as like a general one, like, player three has entered the game type thing.
Yeah, but the no refunds, the all sales final. I don't know. It could just be Tim talking. The Skuxoid A and B are like, B's like, what the heck is this? And A's like, thankfully, I don't think it has anything to do with us. I was wrong. yeah, he gets blasted. And
Well, and there's also the meme for it. There's like a new challenger
that's
approaches
true.
meme,
That's
so.
true. So yeah, the robot has like a TV monitor or like a computer monitor head.
He looks like Tutorbot from Transformers Animated with a
It kind of
cape.
does. Yeah.
I say he, it
Well, it
maybe,
does.
yeah.
With a like a big rag of a cloth, dangling over him.
It's like post-apocalyptic tutor bot.
Yeah. And then he's like, he's asking, well, everything's confused. This guy's cool days, like, everything's confusing. Or that's B, I'm not sure. And the robot goes, answers will be revealed in time. Trust the order of all things. And he basically shocks both of them. So I
Yeah, he
taste them, I guess.
tases him.
Yeah. And Corundus is like, right. He's actually picking up on everything. He's like, what, revealed to us or them? I kind of want to know, man.
Why is everything so confusing?
Yeah. This is such a chaotic issue, but it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, he takes the robot takes like a little energy thing like into his ship and then leaves.
Yeah.
I really like the right guard. Like, could this be the end of the di our dynamic duo? Answers tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad channel. And Grotus like, what?
This has got to be hell for him.
I know he's so literal. Like, there's zero indication that we'll find out anything about what just happened tomorrow.
Well, that and, yeah, he's kind of familiar with TV, but he's not going to get these references.
No, he's like, you guys are so weird.
And I mean, nowadays, especially how many people, like, out of the, I guess it's not Gen X or
Yeah.
boomers, n even get the Adam West Batman
Yeah,
references.
I use it sometimes and people don't always know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah.
It's like, I'll see y'all tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad channel. Like,
That was actually the first Batman I showed to my kids.
That's good. I mean, come on. Joker alone is worthwhile.
Oh yeah, Cesar Romero's Joker is
Yep.
classic. And he would work in any other medium.
Oh yeah,
Because the
100%.
Joker really hasn't changed that much.
I love and hate. This is, we're going on a tangent here. I love and hate the Dark Knight. Joker with Heath Ledger because it was so good. He did it so good.
Yeah.
But it's like it's almost become over the top. Everyone does it. Like, I kind of like the original Joker in the way that even the Batman the animated series Joker. I actually started watching the Batman the animated series from the beginning, and pretty early on they had a Christmas episode with Joker on there, and he was a little cartoony drawn and stuff, but he was fun, man. He was great.
Oh
There's a
yeah, Mark
reason.
Hamill's Joker is great.
He's my favorite.
Yeah.
He really is because he just had fun with it. But the flight back to wherever the robot's taken, I don't want to ruin anything yet, is
Yeah.
great. Because A and B are just constantly complaining. It's like, and the robot is just like, I'm threatening to kill him. He at least gives some food. This other one has never eaten. And he pulls his gun on them, like dot dot dot. All right, shutting up. The it's like
There's
taking.
almost shades of Mandalorian here.
Oh yeah, it totally is.
Yeah.
It totally is. And I love it. It's perfect. And the deep space location unknown. They get to the whatever planet they're on, they're in manacles and stuff, and the robots tell them to move it. Yeah, basically like, hey, come, keep walking. Basically I'm taking you somewhere. And there's a speech bubble off the side. Stand before me and rejoice. And A is like, and there's the speech bubbles talking about, all your lives you've been adrift, searching for the cosmos for purpose and meaning and finding none. Leave despair behind. It's like a cult leader. Leave despair behind. Step forward and shed the burden of your solitude. Take your rightful place within the army of Skuxoid Alpha. And this Skuxoid looks like a giant dwarf pig snake thing. He's awesome.
I still hear Wallace Shawn's voice, though. He's
Wait, that's a
saying,
Grand Nagus right there. And there's
oh, absolutely.
there's an army of Skuxoids back there, like all identical.
Yeah, I mean, as far as you can see, they like disappear into like beyond your sight. There's so many of them.
I hope they go and take the fight to Cobra Law. That would be a fun fight to watch.
Oh, man.
You gotta almost wonder if Skuxoid Alpha every so often he just like goes, takes a finger off, and puts it in a room.
Right.
He'll be fine later. Takes another one off, puts it in a room. He grows it back in a day. Then like there's another Skuxoid, there. It's
And
funny.
if you reproduce like that, do you even really have a wife and kids?
No, they don't. Well, him. I don't know. Maybe he did at one point.
I mean, and do they have armies of their own?
Well, our friend Andres said a little back. He's like, I wonder if they're dead, the wife and kids. And we were talking about this Skuxoid. And who knows? It could just be like the Skuxoid Alpha when he originally got killed and or whatever, cut up and came back. If his wife and kids were real then. And they maybe died since. Who
Well,
knows?
who says they even look like him? Because I mean, they're such a weird life form. What if the wife is like a termite queen?
Yeah, or what if the wife
And
is a Slizardo?
oh, that would be awful. But
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, it could be like a big termite queen. That's what I always like to think, because he's always, I got a wife and kids. If he like, he's the worker that's sent out to like bring food back to the queen, and all the kids would be like larvae, like their
oh
larval
God.
forms.
1 million ants.
Right.
Pestis queen.
And this kind of reminded me of what we saw in, I don't know if you watched Star Trek Lower Decks at all.
A little bit of it, I have, yes.
Okay, have you seen what they did with the Pakleds on there?
I have not gotten that far on it.
Okay, yeah, you get a peek into Pakled society, kind of like they're doing here with the Skuxoids.
Oh my God.
And I think there's kind of some parallels between the Pakleds and the Skuxoids.
Oh my God, do they like just get diluted with their intelligence over time?
Oh no, you just gotta see it. I
I'll have to
don't want to
watch it,
spoil
yeah.
any of it. It's hilarious, though.
Nice. Well, this is where actually they we're talking to the Handroid. I love that for a letter section. I love that I guess who's doing the this here this this the I guess the talking oh Robert. That's
Yeah, it's Robert
different.
Kirkman gushing on
But
the
who's talking
Skuxoid.
about? Yeah, he's like he's talking. Whoever's doing this is like the morning period of Skuxoid. It's officially over. Welcome to the latest talk to the Handroid. I'm your host Ben Abernathy,
Yeah.
joined by the delightful Robert Kirkman. He's like, this may be the first time in history I've been referred to as the delightful. I'll take it. I love that. There's a lot of banter with him. He's being like kind of hard on himself because people he tends to kill characters that people like, and yeah, he's kind of like the heel of the independent comic world.
It's like a race between him and George R. R. Martin to see how many of
Yeah.
their characters they can
Kinda
slaughter.
is. Kinda is. But so yeah, we have all, and that's the end of the issue, by the way. It's obvious because I was talking to talk to the Android. But we you know it mentions that little section that was it Connor Hughes has taken over for Felici. So that's where I saw it mentioned. So that's it. I mean, that was a fun issue. It wasn't like heavy with like lore, but it kind of was in a way too.
Yeah, it's a spotlight issue.
It was without saying, not having to say it was Spotlight issue. I mean, the only way it said it is Skeksoid on the cover.
Oh yeah, and this is something that we really wanted to see because we didn't want Skeksoid to be dead.
Oh God, no. I mean, I was really surprised they sliced him in half like that and killed him.
Yeah.
So the mourning period is over. You can't kill this guy. He's gonna come back no matter what.
Ugh, they got an army of them.
I love it. Oh, that has to be a stinky army.
Well, and they all have the same base memory, so
Yeah. Which is,
yeah.
you're all clones, and you have the same base memory.
That's
So
funny.
that'll be fun.
I can't wait to see like how the society works.
Oh God, they're probably ripping each other off and kind of messing with each other constantly. It's got to be
And
like,
they all know each other's tricks though, so it's like it's a constant stalemate.
it's almost like a like a bunch of, troll meme in a person form. Or like if you can picture a city or a village of goblins in D&D
Yeah.
messing with each other constantly. I don't know. I just,
Or obese kobolds.
oh God. Yeah, only they are lizard like.
Yeah.
There you
That would be really funny, actually.
go.
Society of obese kobold clones.
God,
That
yes.
that's some wizard's experiment gone awry.
What
That's what that is.
was the thing from Fantasia? The Mickey Mouse says, like
Oh yeah,
we,
the magician's apprentice.
yes, where he starts to, all the brooms start coming out, start sweeping, and he can't stop them coming out. Oh,
Carrying, yeah, all the
buckets,
buckets of water, yeah.
yeah. Someone did that with like kobolds, be perfect. And we have a little previews. June 11th, we have a new issue of Transformers with Shredhead, Cliffjumper, and Alita One on the cover, which. Apparently, Shredhead
Nice.
has become a big favorite amongst the readers.
Right?
Yeah, and G.I. Joe number 8, which looks like someone's leaving the team. We'll see.
And there's a shadow over him with a
Yes.
gun. So,
Yep. And
kind of
Vort.
James Bond.
It is very James Bond looking.
Yeah. Feelings here.
I don't want to reveal who it is leaving because I want people to read the issue.
Right.
Void Arrivals number 20 has Celila. Is she attacking? I don't
Yeah,
know.
that's it looks like Durak or other
It
Derek.
does. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe something's happened. They're having that little fight in the main throne room. But yeah. So that's it. And if you guys are behind on stuff, they have an advertisement for all the volumes of the different books out now. You can go, get them as trade paperbacks. So, anyways, oh God,
It's fun to try to hunt down all the covers.
I'm looking at the cover. I love the cover E, kind of pop art version of Skeksoid.
Oh yeah, the Andy Warhol,
Oh, it's
the
fantastic.
Skeksoid. Yeah. That needs to be a poster.
Oh, he's fantastic as a poster.
Yeah.
I don't get the blank sketch covers, I guess, unless you're going to conventions and get the artist doodle something on the cover. That's just.
I've thought about getting some of those and drawing on them myself.
No, God, you're terrible at art. What are you talking
I
about?
know.
I know it's just, man, you
It's like I
want to
draw
look.
with my feet.
Well, I'm not gonna kink shame, man, but do what you need to. But
I
anyways.
really like the cover D with the Rengar
Oh, I know in the
riding the other
background.
junkie on. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the main cover is actually really good anyway, so improving on that was pretty.
All these covers really for this issue are good. I like all of them.
Oh yeah,
It's
I
either
can't.
Rengar or it's Skeksoid or both,
Yeah,
and you can't go wrong with really either one of those.
exactly. So that is Void Arrivals number 19. The next issue is going to be next issue is going to be obviously 20, and it's going to go back to the Celil and Durak thing going on, and Celil.
Yeah, I think Skeksoid needs his own series.
Oh, dude, he totally needs his own series, but I want to see him. I want to see him fight Cobra Llama as an army of
Oh,
skeletons
yeah.
because they think he's an abomination. And maybe Kronos will show up like, no, they're just idiots. You don't need to kill them.
Yeah.
You're just going to make more.
Yeah, don't
Don't
cut them, please.
just imprison them,
You're
feed them to
just
the
making it
Sharkhans, but
worse.
don't kill them. God, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So anyways, I want to thank. Oh gosh, I forgot to check on who it was. we had a new subscriber to the YouTube.
Yay, we love new subscribers.
Oh yeah, and I appreciate that because we're a small podcast, obviously, and it's not gonna getting easier over time. So I appreciate everyone jumping on and having us as a subscription service on YouTube. And it doesn't I know it doesn't go it doesn't mean a lot for a lot of people, but for us, it's huge. So thank you for that. I'm gonna find out who you are. That's why I'm delaying and kind of killing a little time here.
To channel a junkie on, I just want to go, you love us. You really, really love us.
Oh, and impromptu truth. Oh, I know. Well, I don't know if that's no. That's that was number 80. I don't know who you are, number 81. Huge podcast here, 81. We'd like to get to 100. Feel real important. But whoever you are, thank you so much. We're a small podcast. We record it every week. I mean, I do all the editing. Boo does the art for the thumbnails and reminds me of stuff I've forgotten after 40 years. And that's kind of how it goes. So, and hopefully, when Edwin's back, he'll be ready to jump back into the TV show. So I'd like to, get back into that. But for what we do, the small base we've built up and the Discord, I appreciate that a lot. It means a lot to me. We don't make any money.
Nah, this is all for like love and fun.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah,
the
this is
podcast
sharing fun.
really is a little bit of a muddy pit, but it's something that it's good for me and you for you, Boo. I know it's just fun. It's something
Right.
it's a way to enjoy the hobby in a different way.
It's a different way to scream into the void.
I need new ways. That's actually a great point. So thank you for that. Anyways, y'all give us a like, give us a follow, send us an email at morethanmeetstheseguys@gmail.com. Join the Discord, send us messages on Spotify. So thank you so much for being here this week, and we appreciate everything. And if you want to take us out of here, Boo, I would appreciate it.
Bye.
There we go. See you later, guys. More Than Meets These Guys, a Transformers podcast, is performed by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Research is done by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Special thanks to Hasbro, Marvel, Skybound, and the occasional extra property, which we will name at whatever time is appropriate for that episode. And without all of you, this is really not even possible. So thanks for being here, and thanks for checking us out every week. Goodbye.